Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. What I'd like to discuss today is live events and retreats and how you can use these to pursue your ongoing quest for excellence in marketing. I'm going to share some stories about how I got started with live events and retreats and give you some ideas for how you can do it in the next 7 days. How about that? So I came online in 2006, and at that time I had moved to a new city. I had relocated to a city called Santa Clarita. It's in the northern part of Los Angeles County, and it was 25 miles or so north of where I had been living previously for quite a number of years in the San Fernando Valley. So in the new city, I began doing things like joining Rotary. So I got started with volunteering and charity work and work with 501c3s, nonprofits, that type of thing. And simultaneously, I was starting my business and helping local businesses with their marketing. So the following year, 2007, I was asked by one of the owners of the local radio station if I would be interested in co-hosting a live event, a small live event there in Santa Clarita, where we would rent out the local theater. There's two small theaters in Santa Clarita. One of them is the Canyon Theater Guild, and that was the one. And they had it available for rent during the day to bring in more income for their theater company and to give companies and businesses an opportunity to have a place to meet. And I was scared to death because I wasn't a speaker at that time, and I didn't have the confidence. I felt that I didn't have much to offer. But this was such a nice man, he and his wife, and I still know them to this day. And they've been very instrumental in helping me become a local celebrity in Santa Clarita over all the years. And I didn't want to say no. So I said yes. I said, I'm just not sure that I have enough information to help business owners. Because in my mind, someone who owned a small business and had done so for sometimes decades certainly would know more than I knew. And he assured me that what I would be sharing would be very valuable to them, that they would get a lot out of it, and that they would have been happy to have attended. And what we did, we charged people, and it was just a nominal amount. I can't remember now if it was $15 or $20, but the idea was that it would pay for our rental of the theater and our expenses for the audiovisual, the screen, and the projector, and things like that, and then our time, because we were going to be there 3 to 4 hours, which seemed like an eternity to me. Well, we did it, and people came, and sure enough, what I had to share was very valuable to them. I had learned how to get a page one placement on Google pretty easily, especially if you were doing it for local search terms. Also, I was talking about blogging in general as a way to get more business, and article marketing, which was very big back then. Those sites don't even exist any longer. I don't think any of them, maybe one of them is still around, but they pretty much, you know, went out of business within 5 years of that time. And that was my first introduction to being part of something that little did I know would grow so big over the years in my own business. So fast forward 1 year, now it's 2008, and I'm invited by a big name person. You probably know who it is, Matt Basic. He invited me to come to Atlanta to do a presentation to his group. And there were a few hundred people there. And once again, I was terrified that I didn't want to say no. And I knew over time that this would be much easier and it would be different than it was in the beginning. And Rotary was a big part of that. I've talked about public speaking and how they just kept giving me the microphone, and it made me comfortable and at ease speaking in front of people. So in Atlanta, I was able to do the presentation, and I'm pretty sure it was awful. It was terrible, but that's okay. I did it. And I had my slides and everything, and that's when people started signing up for my mentor program when I was meeting them in person at that live event. I was used to doing things because I had just started my mentor program in the past year. I was used to doing it all by email and other ways, internet ways, and social media was just starting at that point. Twitter was brand new in 2008. And I thought, okay, all right, so this is a way that people would join the mentor program more than one at a time. And because they believed in me and what I was sharing and believed that I would be able to help them as well. So later that year, I attended Big Seminar, Armin Morin's event, and that was also in Atlanta. So I'm in the Los Angeles area and flying to Atlanta. Very exciting for me at the time. And I had family outside of Atlanta, which they've all relocated back to California at this point, but it was fun to be able to see them. They would come and meet me in front of the hotel and scoop me up and take me to the remote areas of Georgia where I could spend a couple of days with them each time. So the idea of live events was one that made sense to me. So at that event, Big Seminar, in 2008, in October of 2008, that's when I met Dr. Jeanette Cates, and I already knew of her and knew her reputation online, but there she was in person. I had joined Armin's mastermind group, and I was invited to stay the day after, which was Monday, and because I had family, I never was flying back Sunday night or Monday morning, never. I was always staying another 2 or 3 days, so it worked out to be able to go to that meeting and meet with people. And Jeanette and I went up and I said, "Are you Jeanette Cates?" And she said, "Yes." And she had a big smile. I'll just never forget that. And we had that connection. We became fast friends. And to this day, we've done a whole lot of things together, but it all started on that day. And what happened was over the next 6 months or so, I approached Jeanette because all of us met in person in different cities around the United States. And when we met in Austin, where Jeanette still lives, then Jeanette and I had time to talk alone, just the two of us. And I said, "Jeanette, I would like to put on a live event. And I know you've done it for many years. You have lots of experience. Would you do it with me so that I could learn how to do live events?" And she said, "Well, certainly. I'd love that. That would be great." So she and I went on to do 5 events. We did 4 of them in Las Vegas. And the 5th one we did in Austin, we knew the 5th one that probably we weren't going to do it together any longer for a number of reasons. And during that time, though, and that was over a 2.5 year period, I learned so much, and we had so much fun, and we made lots of money, which is also a great thing to add to the list of why it was so wonderful. And after that, I thought, well, okay, so if Jeanette and I aren't going to do it anymore, let me just take a step back. And during this time, I was still being invited to speak at events, and I was going all over, and I was starting to go international into Canada, into the UK, all over the place, and that was very exciting for me. But about a year later, after we finished, so now it's about 2012, I thought, you know, I think I'm going to do my own events. And I also thought I might do some retreats because at that point I was living part-time in Santa Barbara, one of the 2 cities now that are my homes. And there it was really perfect to be able to invite 3, 4, 5 people to come for a few days and we would all work and play during that time and accomplish a whole lot because we were there and we were together pretty much from about 8 or 9 in the morning until 8 or 9 at night. Every day. And I thought, gee, I might want to do that. So I called up Jeanette and I said, "Jeanette, I think I'm going to do some events on my own." And it wasn't that I needed permission or anything, but out of respect to her, I really respect Jeanette so, so much. I thought, I just want to run this by her. I don't want her to see in an email or on the internet that Connie Reagan Green is doing live events now. I wanted her to know how much I appreciated what she had taught me over that 2.5 year period or so with our 5 events and tell her that I was going to do them. And she was so happy and so excited for me. So I started doing them in Las Vegas. I started doing them twice a year. And I did that 2012, 13, 14. And at some point, the way I think of it is the recession was finally over and Las Vegas was now getting booked way far in advance. So I called up my representatives at the hotel that we were using and talked to them, and I said, I'd like to book for the, it was about 6 months out, and they said, oh, no, no, we're booked out over a year now. And I was really shocked. I didn't realize that. And I thought, well, okay. And I thought, should I find another hotel in Las Vegas to do it at, or should I do it somewhere in Los Angeles? And I thought back to a hotel that I had attended at an event at back in 2008. Beautiful hotel. It's a Renaissance hotel and a boutique hotel. So they only have about 75 rooms. And the location was perfect, besides the hotel being so beautiful. It's about 5 miles from LAX, the airport. And so even with bad traffic, you could still get there in 20 to 30 minutes. So I reached out to people in my mentor program at that time, because those are the people that I always go to first. And I told them, I said, I'm considering doing this, our twice annual events at this hotel in Los Angeles. What do you think? They loved the idea. They thought it was great. And that's when they told me the things they really didn't like about Las Vegas, that there's so much smoke in the casinos. And even though we're kind of on the side, that smoke kind of permeates through the air, and a variety of reasons that they thought Los Angeles would be better. So I switched over. I called the hotel and I said, I haven't been there for, so if I was there in 2008 and it was now about 2014, that's about 6 years. I said, I haven't been there. How is the hotel? And the woman that I still deal with to this day, my sales rep, she said, we've even updated, we've modernized, it's more beautiful than you'll remember it being before. And so sight unseen, I just didn't have time to go down to Los Angeles for the day. Sight unseen, I booked it, and that's where I've continued to do events twice a year for all these years. So at this point, I've done over 20 events on my own, and then the additional ones that I did with Jeanette during our time together. And what's very exciting is that I choose the speakers, I connect people, I teach. There is always something for sale there. Usually it's my mentor program. Usually that's the only thing. Sometimes someone will do a presentation and offer something. But I mentioned the retreats, and then this is a way to invite people. And if they're in my mentor program, it's included in the program. There's no additional fee to come. If they're not, then usually I will invite them, and the cost is around $1,000 or $1,500, depending on how many days and what I'm offering. So this is my message to you about using live events and retreats to further your business and to have your own prestidelius, excellence in marketing. I want you to gather two or three people and find a place that you can meet. And not a public place, not a restaurant. If you can get a room at the library or at a church or at a club you belong to. I belong to some clubs that, the way I describe them, they're country clubs without golf courses. And so there's an annual and a monthly membership fee connected with that. But I'm able to meet with one person or 50 people at these clubs, and it's very, very private and exclusive, and we aren't interrupted, and we're served lunch, and it's wonderful. So I want you just to do this with one, two, or three other people, and tell people that you want to meet because you want to mastermind, you want to brainstorm, whatever word will resonate with you and with your people, and tell them that you want to talk about business, and you want to maybe share some ideas about what you're doing and how you could support each other. That's a wonderful way to invite people into your world. And when you do this, know that you are putting on perhaps your first live event. You can think of it as a retreat, but I think of it more as a live event where you are getting this group together and have a short agenda. So each person would introduce themselves, even if everybody knows each other. Introduce yourself and tell what your business is and what your successes are with the business, and then what your challenges are. And you'll find that many people are having the same challenge as you might be having, and you didn't even realize that. But then you share some ideas. But the biggest part of this, the most important piece in my thinking, is how can you support each other? How is that person's business related to you in such a way that you could share it with others? So I'll give you an example. in Santa Clarita, someone who owns a auto repair shop is in the Rotary Club. And I didn't really give it much thought because I tend to have newer cars that just go to the dealer several times a year for a checkup or an oil change or a something. And so I haven't used a mechanic in a long time, but it turns out that you can go to someone and they are recognized by the manufacturer of the automobile that you have, and usually their work is less expensive and it's very, very good. So when I found this out, I thought, well, gee, this is someone I could support because I can share that information, that just because you have a new car or a two-year-old car, you don't have to go to the dealer. If you find a mechanic that you trust who does an excellent job, has excellent people working for him. It's back to prestibilius, excellence, being outstanding, being superior. They have people working for them that are very knowledgeable. The rates are very fair and less than the dealership, that this is a good option. So over the years, I've recommended this man and his business to many, many people in my community. So this is just one example of the benefit of it. So if you want to do a retreat, you need to have a destination location. So Santa Clarita is not a destination location. People aren't dreaming of visiting Santa Clarita. It's a lovely city and it has much to offer, but basically it's an affluent suburb of Los Angeles. It's just 50 miles from the airport, but still it's in the surrounding area. Santa Barbara, on the other hand, is definitely a destination location. People dream of visiting there, people from around the world. All kinds of people are visiting regularly when I'm in Santa Barbara. So think of a live event in a location where you live that can be any place in the world. And again, you're going to rent out a room and check into your local theaters. If you have small theaters that do live presentations, they usually only do that in the evening and on Saturday, Sunday afternoon, perhaps. But during the day, they love to be able to rent out that space so that they can bring in more income. And for people like us, business owners, we can save money because doing it at a hotel is very expensive, I will tell you, in comparison. So I want you to gather some people, find a place to meet with them, think about doing a retreat where you would charge people, because you're not going to charge people when you're inviting them to mastermind or brainstorm with you. If you do a retreat at a destination location, and those are all over the world, all over the place, then you would charge something and you would offer it in a different way. But this will position you as an expert. This will allow you to connect face to face with people who will benefit from spending that time with you, and you'll benefit from spending that time with them, and it will grow your business very, very quickly. That's the truth. So think about this. I want you to connect with me. I'm very excited always to hear from you. Be sure to leave a review, to subscribe. It's no cost. Subscribe to Prestibilius, Excellence in Marketing with Connie Reagan Green. And then also leave me a review of what you've learned over these episodes. This is episode 13. So I've been doing this since January of 2019 very regularly. And I want to hear from you. My main site is ConnieReaganGreen.com. And you can go there and join my list if you're not on my list already. And I want to know how I can best serve you with these ideas on excellence in marketing. So for today, the topic is hosting your own live events and retreats as a way to further your own prestibilius, excellence in marketing.